Oh, thank you, Ashi. All right, good morning, everyone. So we left off yesterday. With Halacha Ches. Parak Beis Halacha Ches. Halacha Tes. Okay, thank you. It says the Rambam. Ein atshuva v'lo yom kippur mechaprin. Ela ala veros. Are we missing sheets? I have a few more over here. Did they get? Okay. Fine. Says Rambam Havidush. Excuse me. Ein atshuva v'lo yom kippur mechaprin. Ela averos shebin adon lamakom. Yom kippur and tshuva. Only take care of averos that are between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kigon nisha achal davar asur, o ba'al bi'ila asura, someone eats something that was prohibited or engaged in an act of immorality. Yukiyotze bohem, aval averos shebin adam lechavero. But interpersonal sins, kigon, chovel chavero, I injured my friend, o makalas chavero, I cursed my friend, o gozel ukiyotze bohem, anything that adversely affects another, Eino nimchali olam at sheyitin lechavero mashu chayiv lo v'yirtzehu. So there is no forgiveness until I go ahead and give my friend what it is exactly that I owe him, and I appease him. Af api shehechser lo mamo. So now again, turn to the next page. Shu chayiv lo. And even though again I give him back that which I have taken from him, tzorach lirtzoso v'lishol mimeno sheyim chalo, I still have to go ahead and appease him and ask him for forgiveness. Well, saying this is a very important yisod. What the Rambam is saying is, you know, if you look like in the world, like in tort law. So, what is tort law about? So, tort law on a legalistic level is about making the other individual whole. I did something that adversely affected you. I chas v'shalom, I hit Reuven's car, and it is even just in dinei choshen mishpat. I hit Reuven's car, so I have an obligation to go ahead and fix the damages. The Rambam says, but however, again on an interpersonal tshuva level, when you wrong another, it is not just about making the individual whole, it is not making the individual whole, but tshuva requires that I do that on an emotional and an emotional level as well. So if I went ahead and I stole from Reuven, so whereas on the legalistic, mechanistic level, the way to make him whole is to pay him back, because I've also wronged him, there's been a breach of interpersonal conduct, I have an obligation to ask for forgiveness, and I have an obligation to try to appease him, to try to make him feel better about the wrong that I perpetrated. And tshuva is only complete after that interpersonal piece has been accomplished as well. Very important yisod.
Does that have a counterpart with the Ribono Shel Olam or not?
That the difference with the Ribono Shel Olam is that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, is appeased. Exactly. God is Rachel Mechanon. So meaning, as long as I'm sincere, I've accomplished what I need to do, like Gabi the Ribono Shel Olam. With another individual, it's much more complex. Because I could be very sincere. It doesn't mean that you're automatically forgiving me. So there's a much more, Bein Adam L'Chavero is much more complicated than Bein Adam L'Makom. The Ribono Shel Olam is ready to forgive. Certainly, again, Aseru Simi Tshuva. Man, a little bit more complicated. And even if I only wronged another individual with words, let's say I didn't steal, I didn't damage, I just spoke to someone, I wronged someone with words. Tzarech lefaiso, I have to try to appease him. Ulefagabo ad shiim chalo, and to literally, lefagabo means literally like to try to encounter him, to try to encourage him until ultimately again he forgives me. What happens? Lo ratza chaver limchala. We'll say what happens. Nebuch. Sometimes people are so entrenched in their anger. People are so entrenched in the negativity that they don't want to forgive. And that's for a variety of reasons. Maybe lo shura shal shlosha b'nei adam. We'll say this is talking to the person, the perpetrator. So let's say I wronged Reuven, and I asked Reuven for forgiveness, and Reuven just simply is not going to forgive me. So what do I do? I bring three people, so I go ahead and I bring three people. Now, Mireyav ultimately means individuals who who the aggrieved party, his friends, because obviously if I bring three of my friends, right, who don't have a relationship with the aggrieved party, that's not going to go down very well. But I bring three people who are friends of the wronged party, people who could say to the individual who's wronged, come on, you know, come on, let it go. Let it go. The guy is sincere in his forgiveness. Let it go. And they ask him for mechila again. Lo nisratza lo, mevi lo shnia ushlisha. So I repeat that process. Again, also remember, the three also essentially representing an interpersonal beis din. So I'm essentially bringing a beis din in front of the beis din. I want the beis din to see individuals, again, who know me and who know, more importantly, know the aggrieved party. And I want them to see I am sincere when I ask. You know, Bosse, sometimes, you know, I always think the funniest dynamic before Yamim Noraim is it's a new thing I've seen the last couple of years. People send out like mass emails. It looks like they email like their whole address book. If I've done anything that's, you know, that's wronged you over the last year, I'm asking you mechila. I think, wow, like, so beautiful, you know, so sincere. You're sending out a blind copy email to everyone you know. You know, that's not mechila. That's not, I mean, again, I guess the truth is, it's a nice gesture. It shows that a person's heart is in the right place, but a person has also missed the boat on mechila. No, because mechila is a very personal process. If I know that I've wronged you, then I really have to go to you. I really have to approach you, and I really have to try to make it better. Now, again, if you, the grieved party, is unwilling to go ahead and forgive me, then at that point in time, I need to demonstrate that in a almost like legal fashion that I have done what I can. So I bring the beis din of three people, your friends, not my friends, your friends, people who could attest to my sincerity and people who know, understand your pain. I bring them once, I bring them twice, I bring them three times. I ask you for forgiveness three times in front of this individual. However, again, lo rotza, if the person still doesn't want to forgive me after three times of asking for mechila, manicho, I have done my part. Even though I'm the perpetrator, I have done my part. I've asked for forgiveness. I leave it, v'holichlo, and I go on. I move on. V'zeshlo machol hu achote. I will say, this is amazing. Right? And then halacha l'maisa says the Rambam, the individual who will not forgive, he now becomes the sinner. So I will say, what's amazing over here is people make mistakes. As long as people are willing to own their mistakes and try better going forward, then there is a duty to forgive. If I don't forgive after seeing, now, Gemara Moshe, I want to be clear, it's very important to sow it. You don't have an obligation to forgive if the perpetrator is insincere. If a person is not really sorry for what they did, or a person is paying lip service because, you know, Rosh Hashanah is in 2 weeks, then I don't have an obligation to forgive. I just don't. Now, I might have other considerations for forgiving that have nothing to do with the perpetrator and have everything to do with me. I don't want to carry around this peckle of resentment, of anger and animosity. So sure, you might be insincere. The truth is, I forgive you. I don't even want to talk about this anymore because I don't want to shoulder this. But I'm not obligated to do that if the individual, the perpetrator, is insincere. However, the moment the perpetrator demonstrates sincerity and demonstrates sincerity in repeatedly, I, the aggrieved party, it's amazing. I have an obligation to forgive. And if I don't forgive, I become the sinner.
It's interesting, Rav, that it's subjective, because what happens, the Rav I'm going to talk about later on, what happens at the interim, the person that you sinned against was Nifter. So
right.
So in other words, you go to the, you take a minion to the...
Right.
And as long as you ask for mechila, you're not going to get an answer. Hope not.
Right.
So therefore, it's more that you've resolved your done your part.
Right. I would say, I hear what you're saying in terms of you're using the death case, which we'll see as a case of showing it's not just about getting the forgiveness of the individual; it's demonstrating to yourself that you're a true penitent. That's very true. But it is a big piece of this is securing the mechila of the other. But by going through that process, right, you demonstrate interesting ha'ara. By going through the process, you demonstrate to yourself that you have changed as well. It's excellent ha'ara. Yes?
Does the lesson of hu hachote mean that that avera in question is transferred?
No, I don't think that I'm saying that. I don't think he's saying that now you have assumed the responsibility of that sin. What I'm saying is, being so obstinate that she won't forgive people, that's a sin.
Right, what I'm saying, hachote, as opposed to saying he is a sinner.
Oh, he is the sinner in this situation. I don't know, that would seem a little bit strange that the actual Avera itself would shift to the victim as opposed to the perpetrator. It could be, the way I understood Achote was, now in this context, you know, up until this point, there has been a clear delineation of roles. There is the sinner, and there is the aggrieved party, the victim. Now the roles have changed.
So from a Truva standpoint, does the original guy who made the mistake, is his Truva?
He's done. He's done. It's not a question of he has mechila. It's that he's done. Meaning, part of tshuva is I could only engage in a particular process. I can't control the results. So all I can do is know that I did whatever I can in this process. Again, you know, is it klape shmaya by Kodesh Baruch Hu? What does it mean if I've done something to someone and they won't forgive me even after 3 times? Does that mean that God absolves me of that? Or is that... I don't know. And the Rambam, obviously, I don't think he's going to be able to comment on that either. But Lamaisa, I've done what I can. But so let's just finish the Salacha. Va'afilu, I'm sorry. V'im hayo rabo. However, Rabbo say, if the person who you offended is your Rebbe, holech uba afilu elef pamim. You have to ask mechila from your Rebbe even 1,000 times, ad shiyim cholo. Until ultimately, again, the Rebbe is Mocha. So we'll say it's very interesting. So as for everyone else, there is a three-visit statute of limitations, right? For everyone else, Lamais, again, I only have to ask Mechila up to three times. Again, that's 3 times with this whole Beis Din setup. For one's Rebbe, one has to keep asking Mechila even up to 1,000 times. So we'll say the logic behind that is that when it comes to one's Rebbe, if one's Rebbe is not forgiving the individual, forgiving the Talmud, it could be that the Rebbe is trying to teach the Talmud a particular lesson. Or it could be that the Rebbe feels that the Talmud is not yet fully sincere in his tshuva. Or it could be that the Rebbe understands that there's something else going on with the Talmud. So therefore, the halacha understands that the Rebbe's reluctance to forgive is not a pigam. It's not something lacking in the Rebbe, but rather ultimately, again, it's because the Rebbe feels that the Talmud is not yet ripe for forgiveness, and therefore, the Talmud has to keep asking. Stop over here, pick up here tomorrow morning session.
Does the term Rebbe include parents?
No. No, he means in this case over here really Rebbe.
Because you're saying it's somebody who wants to